Welcome to the 47th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy, to prepare it for His second coming. Let us continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, Love Only Comes From Me, Hatred Does Not, given on Thursday, May 16th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it will be by the power of love that humanity can and will be saved. The love I speak of is God's love, which flows in the hearts of mankind. God's love is present in the hearts of all His children, including those who deny Him. It will be your love for one another which will sustain you during the trials which lie ahead. Show love and charity to your neighbor, and be kind to the poor, the weak, and the helpless, and I will make you mine for eternity. To those amongst you who deal harshly with others, who inflict pain on those over whom you rule, and who whisper malice about others, you will be like empty vessels, with nothing to offer me. You must always follow my teachings. Love only comes from me. Hatred does not. Those who say they honor me and speak evil of others, although they claim to uphold my word and guard my name, they do not honor me. They insult me, and their shame will become evident on the great day. Never, for one moment, think that you can live without love in your hearts for others. For if you don't have love for others, then you deny the gift which is given freely to all of God's children. When you love me truly, you will treat others with love and respect. When you are cruel to others, speak ill of them, or unfairly criticize them, then you reject the love I bestow on you. In its place is hatred. Hatred for another human being comes from Satan. When you allow hatred to harden your soul, you distance yourself from me, and you will be deeply agitated within your soul. When you love another in my name, you will do this through your words, your deeds, and acts of charity. Love of God, lived according to His wishes, through His children, can save humanity. Love conquers evil. Satan's power is destroyed in an instant when you show love to others who treat you badly. You must work hard to allow love to envelop you so that you can spread this great grace to others. Love breeds love in others. Love brings life. Love brings forgiveness. Love destroys evil. Without love, evil will thrive. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The World Will Rejoice, for along with my church in Rome, the Jewish nations will be cut down. Given on Friday, May 17th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearest daughter, I reveal to you in intimacy my pain and sorrow as I relive all over again the agony I endured in the Garden of Olives. Then, my pain, created by the evil one who showed me visions of the future, was caused by the paganism which would sweep the earth in your time. I knew then, just as can be seen now, the hatred in the world which exists for me, Jesus Christ. My suffering is exacerbated by the fact that humanity still does not fully understand the sacrifice which was made by me for their souls. My crucifixion was to save every generation, including those in the world today. My pain is great at this time, and my suffering is being manifested within you, my daughter, and other victim souls, so that I can salvage the most ravaged amongst you. I cry bitter tears, and my heart is heaving as sin is being spread through the laws in your countries, which will force innocent souls into temptation. Not only will they feel that sin can now be justified because the laws in their countries condone them, but they will also be accused of breaking the laws of their land if they uphold my holy word. Oh, how deceived you are! How far you have wandered away from me! How much you offend me! Those with responsibility for proclaiming my word, hear me now. Your duty is to safeguard my holy word at all times. Your vow is to obey my word and my teachings as they were contained in the creation of my church on earth. Never deviate from the truth. Prepare your souls, for soon you will be forced against your will to deny me through the sacraments. You must keep alert at all times for the great changes which lie ahead. To the whole of humanity, I call on you to respond to my voice, the voice of truth, the voice of love, the voice of your master. Soon you will see me. Then the cobwebs will be cleared away from your eyes, and then the truth will become clear. When the day of my mercy dawns, you must know that my second coming will take place very soon afterwards. And while I yearn for all of you to turn to me, I cry with sorrow for the souls who are lost to me. I must warn those who try to stop me in the salvation of souls that I will punish you, should you continue to defy the word of God. I refer not to these messages, although I am saddened that you will not listen to me, but to the abolition of my holy word in your nations. Light will fight dark. The light of God keeps you alive. Darkness destroys you. My light will become brighter and brighter until my holy Eucharist is banished. Then it will fade. Then my church will crumble and appear to die. The world will rejoice, for along with my church in Rome, the Jewish nations will be cut down. This will be the greatest deceit to befall mankind, and those who accept this wicked form of paganism will be swept away in the flood. And then, after the fires which will sweep the earth, will rise my church again into its full glorious form. This will be the end for sinners who refuse my hand, but the beginning of eternal life for those who love me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "They Will Be Forgiven Immediately If They Would Pluck Up the Courage and Call Upon Me to Help Them Out of Their Misery," given on Friday, May 17th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, you must know that all sinners, especially those who have done terrible things, must come to me. I crave their attention, and I want to bring them into my heart, for I love them. They will be forgiven immediately if they would pluck up the courage and call upon me to help them out of their misery. They must never fear me, for I am ever merciful. They are closer to me than those who profess to represent me on earth, but who are hypocrites, just as the Pharisees were. Give me your hand, no matter what deeds you have done. I will alight upon you. My prayer, given to you now, will bring you into my heart, and I will reside in you, and you will be saved." Crusade Prayer 107, "Save me from the fires of hell. I am a terrible sinner, Jesus. By my actions, I have caused desperate suffering to others. I am cast aside as a result. I am no longer tolerated on earth anywhere. Rescue me from this wilderness and safeguard me from the grip of evil. Allow me to repent, accept my remorse, fill me with your strength, and help me to rise from the depths of despair. I hand over to you, dear Jesus, my free will, to do unto me as you wish, so that I can be saved from the fires of hell. Amen. Go, my child, in peace, for I will never forsake those who beg me for mercy. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "When the Holy Spirit is present, it will spread like fire and will replicate the Word of God in many tongues," given on Saturday, May 18th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, the gift of the Holy Spirit is very much misunderstood. It is a precious gift and is poured over humanity through the generosity of God. It is given with great love to all, but not everyone accepts it. Not everyone is capable of receiving this gift. Those who believe that they deserve this gift because they say they know me and who are educated in every aspect of theology are not necessarily prepared to receive this most holy gift. During the 10 days in the cenacle, my beloved mother had to patiently explain to my apostles the importance of humility. Without humility, you cannot be filled with this gift from heaven. Some of my apostles thought that as chosen disciples, they were better than ordinary people because they were closer to me and that others should automatically drop at their feet. But of course, this is not what I taught them. My mother spent many long hours explaining to them how pride can prevent the Holy Spirit from entering their souls. When the Holy Spirit enters a soul, it brings with it many gifts. It can be the gift of knowledge, the gift of tongues, the gift of wisdom, the gift of love, the gift of healing, or the gift of prophecy. In the case of my apostles, they soon realized that, as soon as they received this gift, that they could never allow the sin of pride to sully their mission thereafter. For as soon as pride intervenes in a person who has received the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God vanishes, and in its place will dwell the spirit of darkness. A dark soul cannot pour out the light of the Holy Spirit over others. It can only spread darkness. Darkness of the Spirit deceives others. It is particularly deceptive when it comes from someone who is seen to be a holy disciple or an expert in my teachings. All that results is hatred, unease, and a sense of hopelessness. To receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, your souls must be cleansed and free of the sin of pride. Otherwise, it will never be granted to you. When the Holy Spirit is present, it will spread like fire and will replicate the Word of God in many tongues. It will bring about the healing of the mind, body, and spirit, and will bring with it the wisdom which can only come from God. It will spread conversion globally. This then will be the fruits by which you will know where the Holy Spirit is present. The abundance of every possible gift, including miracles from heaven, have now been manifested in the Book of Truth for the good of all, the book promised to the whole of humanity for these times. Accept it with a gracious heart and give thanks to God for one of the last gifts from heaven before the great day. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "And then, just as they will have forgotten me, my church will rise from the dead, just as I did." Given on Sunday, May 19th, 2013, Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, death will no longer have power over those of God's children who love Him in my new paradise." These messages, sadly, will bring unnecessary fear to those who believe that when this earth is discarded in favor of the new heaven and earth, that they will face death. This is not true. Those who find favor with me and who accept my hand of mercy will be given the gift of life. Even atheists, non-believers, non-Christians, and those of every faith will turn to me and accept my gift after the warning takes place. This is when I will defeat the beast, for I will give eternal life to billions of souls who are alive in the world. Sin introduced to Adam and Eve by the beast will cease to exist. My mercy will defeat it, and just as sin destroys the body, my light will bring to humanity eternal life. Death, disease, old age will no longer exist in my new paradise. My chosen children, billions of them, will have a perfect body and soul in union with the divine will of my Father. He, my Father, gave eternal life to Adam and Eve, and they rejected it. And so, they and all their descendants were denied the gift of paradise and eternal life. Now at last, this will change. My life, death, and resurrection must now be reenacted in this, the final part of my covenant. My church has, just as I was, been persecuted, and it will now endure a savage beating, a painful attack, and what will appear to be a crushing defeat. And when it has been crucified and thrown aside, it will seem to be burned and forgotten. Paganism will thrive, but because it will be influenced and led by the evil one, it will be careful not to show its true colors. It will be presented to the world as a new form of social justice, a new form of humanism, when all the needs of man are catered for. These needs will include the right to sin, but these sins will, in defiance of God, be seen to be the moral rights of man. How abhorrent to me, Jesus Christ, will this wicked one-world religion be? Not only will they turn their backs on me, but they will include satanic symbols where my cross will be displayed in the most grotesque way. My host will be discarded. A different kind of sacrifice will be made on the altars of churches. It will be the beast they will worship openly, and in turn, he will give them many powers. This is why many will believe that those who will govern over this abomination will have miraculous powers. And while they may seem to be following a good and fair church, it will yield nothing but darkness. Celebrations and obscene behavior will be witnessed in these churches, which were built to honor me, Jesus Christ, but I will not be present. And then, just as they will have forgotten me, my church will rise from the dead, just as I did. It will become alive again in public places. Then I will gather all of my children who remained faithful to my word and those whose eyes were open to the truth. Then we will ascend, along with those who have awaited the great day, but who are dead, into the new paradise. For those who refuse me after every attempt by me to salvage their souls will be cast away. Then my reign will begin, and the kingdom promised to me by my Father will be formed. Never fear the future, for only my new kingdom will satisfy your poor, sorrowful hearts. Only my new kingdom will give you eternal life. You must pray for each and every one of you so that you are made worthy to receive this great gift. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, All Those Amongst the Christian Churches Will Come to Me First. Then the Jews will turn, in time, and accept me finally. Given on Monday, May 20th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, as this mission escalates, my word will be spoken in many languages. My messages given to you today ignite my holy word in the New Testament. My messages also remind the world of the Word of God, which is contained in the Most Holy Bible. I do not rewrite the Word. I simply remind you what it means today. I also speak to the world to prepare them for my second coming, for I do not want them to be lost. It is with great love and joy that I watch how my faithful followers accept me as I am. Those who knew immediately that it was I, Jesus Christ, who spoke to them through these messages are blessed. They are the ones who never doubted. They could feel my presence. My word pierced their hearts like a sword. My spirit touched their souls. They knew, they recognized me and how they suffer for this. You, my precious children, know that when you responded to my call, that I gave you a special gift, a blessing which will help you to endure this path to eternal life. You will need these gifts because you will be the backbone of my remnant army, and you will lead the others who will eventually follow you. Many people of all nations will follow you when they will have nowhere to turn, when they can share my teachings. All those loyal to me, Jesus Christ, will be given new gifts to help them to unite around the world in union with me. All those amongst the Christian churches will come to me first. Then the Jews will turn in time and accept me finally. All other religions will realize the truth of my teachings, and they also will follow me. But they will not all accept the truth, even when it is presented to them right before their eyes. Then there are the non-believers, many of them good people. They use human intellect to put forth all the reasons why God does not exist. Yet they, including many of their Christian counterparts who are lukewarm in their faith, will run to me first. Their hearts will be unlocked, and because they will only see what witness I bring to bear, they will know that I call them. They won't resist me, unlike those stubborn souls who think they know more about the promise I made to return to present the final covenant than me. Every task I give you will lead to more and more nations taking up my cross to create the one pathway towards me. Never hesitate to walk alongside me when I call you, because when you respond to me, you will destroy the power of evil. Evil may cause you pain, but when you allow me to guide you, you can overcome any obstacle in your way. I love you and I guide you, just as I protect my prayer groups around the world. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, When the time comes for the beast to reveal the Antichrist, great signs will be seen. Given on Tuesday, May 21st, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, when the time comes for the beast to reveal the Antichrist, great signs will be seen. Thunder, as it has never been heard before, will be felt in many parts of the world, but in particular, the part where the Antichrist was born. By then, my Holy Spirit, poured out amongst my followers in all of my Christian churches, will ensure that they are ready. They, along with my disciples from this mission, will form the remnant church. Their power will be great, and no harm will come to those with the seal of the living God. Their power will come from the prayers given to them by my mother and in the crusade prayers. The Antichrist will begin his reign gently. No one will suspect his intent because a peace of sorts will descend over the earth. This time will be very important for you, my remnant army, to gather in prayer groups. I solemnly promise that these prayers will dilute much of the terrible deeds that he, the Antichrist, will inflict on nations covering the four corners of the earth. I will grant reprieves to all those nations where prayer groups are set up. It will be by your devotion to me, your beloved Jesus, that I will save souls and pour out more gifts upon humanity in order to protect God's children against the suffering which the beast is plotting. Trust in me. Be at peace in the knowledge that you are being guided and protected. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, My Christian Soldiers Will Form the Biggest Army Against the Antichrist, given on Thursday, May 23rd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my beloved followers all over the world will soon feel my presence, for I will make myself known within their hearts in a way they have not experienced before. This is how I will prepare Christians to fight on my behalf to save the souls of everyone. My Christian soldiers will form the biggest army against the Antichrist. I refer to all those who know me and who remain loyal to my holy doctrine contained within the Most Holy Bible. I refer also to those who practice their faith, to those who believe in me, but who do not visit me, and to all those who remain loyal to the truth. You will gather in every corner of the world, and, although you will join in my remnant army, speaking in many tongues, you will unite as one in me. Those who follow these messages will form the kernel, and from this will grow the shoots, and then the branches of my remnant army, all over the world. There will be not one country left untouched by my Holy Spirit, through the Book of Truth. The Book of Truth will unite you when your faith will be tested, when allegiance to me is tampered with, and when I am thrown out of your churches, trampled upon, and then buried out of sight. You will rise and keep my word alive. The flame of the Holy Spirit will guide you every step of the way. You will feel a strength and courage which will surprise even the most meek amongst you. The weak will become strong. The fearful will become brave, and the downtrodden will march forward as warriors of the truth. And all the while, as my remnant army will grow and swell in their millions, many obstacles will be placed before them. Insults, accusations of heresy, lies, anger, and hatred will be their lot. Confusion will be seen everywhere amongst the detractors, whose argument will be riddled with inaccuracies, contradictions, and incomprehensible arguments. Satan's influence will always create confusion, disorder, illogical and cunning arguments, and will always be laced with hatred against God's children. Those who are blessed with the light of God and the light of the truth will attract terrible and hateful attacks. For where I am present, you can be sure that the persecution of those who proclaim my holy word will be great. The worse the persecution against any mission of God, you can be sure that Satan is very angry. When you suffer as you will by the hatred shown to you because you are taking up my cross to follow me, the more worried will be the beast, and the harder he will work through the souls of those stained with the sin of pride to destroy you. You must ignore these attacks. Be at peace, for as they increase with an intense hatred against you, you will know for sure that you are in true union with me, your Jesus. Go in love and peace, and know that I live in your hearts, your Jesus. The next message is titled, "Those who scream at my word in anger and declare that it comes from Satan will reside with the beast for eternity." Given on Friday, May 24th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, everywhere my voice is heard, in every place and in every temple dedicated to the adoration of God, there will be disruption. While many will pay homage to me, to my teachings, to my church, when they hear my voice, as it commands attention now, they will cover their ears. My voice will fall on deaf and stubborn souls. My voice, my word, and my call will be angrily rejected and spit out, as I am persecuted for the last time on earth. This is the final calling to draw God's children into my bosom before my second coming, and yet, many people, confused by the lies spread by demons, will turn away and reject my mercy. I will once again be rejected by those who reside in the house of God, the priests, and all those who do not accept the truth. The final insult to my name will be seen by all of you shortly. Those of you who cover your ears and walk around with blindfolds on your eyes will eventually see the truth as it is being given to you at this time. I cannot create schism within my church, for then I would be denying myself. My body is the church, and it can never die, but it will be those within it who will reject me. Just as I was rejected the first time, they will, this time, try to destroy me before I come to bring the final salvation promised to man. Man is weak, man is ignorant, and is not worthy of my mercy. Man is stubborn. Man was given the truth during my time on earth, but still does not understand my promise. My return in the second coming will be precipitated by the rejection of my final prophet, the prophet which has been sent to give you the final word of God in order to prepare your souls, will suffer harshly. It is me, Jesus Christ, you slander when you mock my holy word given to God's prophet. It is the word of God which is being given to prepare you for the battle with the Antichrist, which you reject. By doing so, you destroy souls. You prevent these souls from entering my paradise. Those who say evil things about my messages cannot justify their resentment, their anger, or their logic, for they are full of error, which is born of the sin of pride. Soon the truth will be difficult to discern from the lies by the New World Organization, which will present the pagan New World Religion. If you do not listen to me now, you will be bullied into accepting this evil substitute. It will be dressed in a glittering gold exterior. It will impress even the most devout amongst you, and it will twist your allegiance to me and will be admired by all. This is the religion which will convert atheists into believing in a great lie. No peace will come to those who follow this pagan abomination. Fear and loathing for each other will be manifested, where brother will fight brother, and where the human race will be divided into two. One half will accept the twisted truth of this new world religion, which will be presided over by many churches, many faiths, as well as a large part of the Catholic Church. The other half will consist of those who truly love me and who will remain faithful to the truth. When you do not accept the truth contained in the Holy Bible, you will live a lie. You will have no love left in your soul for me if you accept the lies which will be fed to you. And while my word may seem like heresy today, as it was during my time on earth, many of you will devour these messages when you are starved of the truth. When the Antichrist will control your nations, you will crawl on your stomachs and scream out for me. You who blasphemed against me will want to cut out your tongues, for you will realize then how your words have insulted me. I await this day patiently, but should you stand before me and prevent me from reaching out to souls, I will cut you down. Should you continue to blaspheme against me by declaring my messages to be the work of the devil, then you will never be forgiven, for this is the greatest sin against God. Remember that I come to God's children this final time in order to fulfill my Father's covenant. His will can now be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not one amongst you can stop this from happening. Not one amongst you, though some of you hate me, can prevent my second coming. Those who scream at my word in anger and declare that it comes from Satan will reside with the beast for eternity. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "These messages will be the last given to you before the great day when I come to judge," given on Saturday, May 25th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, the pain of the prophets who came before you has never truly been known, but their load was heavy. Unlike visionaries, they worked alone and were denied any form of acceptance. The prophets were hated because they prophesied in the name of God and because they told of future tragedies which were to befall humanity because of the stain of sin. They led lonely and frightening lives and fell down many times because of the difficulty of their mission. They found it hard to understand the prophecies, and many of them were ignorant of the meaning of the words which were dictated to them. Many were unsure whether they were, in fact, prophets at all, but by the fruits of their mission, when they could see the spread of the Word of God and how quickly conversions were witnessed, they understood. Most of God's prophets were despised, mocked, and considered to be heretics. Many were cast into the wilderness and tormented, all because they were messengers sent by God. Prophets are sent into the world only because of the love of God to prepare His children for events which will have an impact on the salvation of their souls. Prophets have been given different missions. In some cases, they were sent to warn humanity of the danger of disobeying the Father. Others were sent to warn of the consequences which would befall man were they to fall into grave sin. In other cases, it was to warn humanity of those who would cause them persecution and try to prevent the Word of God from nourishing His children. And then there was John the Baptist, sent to prepare God's children for the second coming of the Messiah, the only Son of God, sent to redeem them in the eyes of God, but they would not listen to him. The lowliest amongst the Jews did listen and accepted me, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, but the holiest and most senior servants within the church at that time refused to accept the truth. And now you, my daughter, have been sent to prepare the way for my second coming, so that I can bring salvation to the world, and so that my new paradise can be realized. This has been foretold, but will they listen? Sadly, no. They refuse to believe that my Father could possibly send into the world, in their time, His final prophet. By doing so, they are denying the holy gospel of God. They believe that my second coming will not take place until far into the future. This error is not caused by their knowledge of Holy Scripture, but because of their flawed human reasoning, through which no part of my promise to come again can be understood. The glorious inheritance of your future, which awaits you, is yours. It is for every single one of you, no matter how blackened or pure your souls are. But you must prepare and be alert, for every demon from hell roams the earth at this time, and through others will try to stop you. Satan does not want my Father to bring his children home to their rightful inheritance. He will spread lies, cause confusion, and distract you. His cunning and deceitful ways will be so subtle, and he will work through other souls who allow themselves to be open to such temptation. People will, therefore, not believe that God would ever send another prophet into the world in this way. It is unnecessary, they will say. They will be fooled into believing, instead, in the false prophets, and, as there are so many of them, wolves in sheep's clothing, they will be drawn to those who will say all the things they want to hear. Made-up tales, cleverly camouflaged in holy speak, which will hide terrible lies, which defile my holy word. You, my daughter, will be the only one who will speak the true word of God at this time, for all the world to hear. There are also other prophets of God, but their missions are different. You will be asked to tell the truth, but the truth will shock, just as it will salvage souls. Did those among you who proclaim to know me not think that my Father would send a final prophet to prepare you through the power of the Holy Spirit before my second coming? Don't you know him? Don't you know how great his love is? Don't you know the extent of his great compassion? If you do, then you will listen to these messages from heaven. These messages will be the last given to you before the great day when I come to judge. Those who live their lives according to the Word of God and who do not know of these messages have nothing to fear. Those who accept these messages and warnings not to accept any other doctrine other than that given to the world by me, Jesus Christ, have nothing to fear, for theirs will be the kingdom of my new paradise. Those who will refuse my hand of mercy, who wander away from me, and who destroy their souls by honoring Satan and all his empty promises instead of their God and Creator will be denied eternal life unless they beg for my mercy. There is time ahead to renew your lives. It is very simple. Come to me and I will protect you. These prophecies relate to the future and they will be realized. Reject them as nonsense and you will rue the day you turned your back on the truth promised to you as God's cherished children. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, I, the Mother of God, will destroy the power of the evil one in the hearts of those who call on me. Given on Sunday, May 26, 2013. Mary says, My child, you must never listen to those who try to stop you in this holy mission. It is important that you remain in union with my beloved Son and know that those voices who speak blasphemy against my Son will continue to multiply. The hatred which pours from their mouths is not against you, but the holy word of my Son. Now you know how many enemies my Son has in the world. The ones who hurt him the most are those who say they love him, but who reject him now as he speaks through the chosen prophets of God. Those who use me, the holy and immaculate Mother of God, to hide behind while they scream obscenities fill me with tears of great sorrow. So hardened are their hearts and so filled with anger that their hatred of these messages will shock many. Those who believe that they defend the Word of God and who reject those who come in His name must never condone those who show hatred to or slander others in His name. When this happens, and when those who claim to be prophets do this, know that these bitter attacks do not come from God, as this would be impossible. I, the Mother of God, will destroy the power of the evil one in the hearts of those who call on me. If they do not call on me, I cannot help them. I, as the co-redemptrix, could never deny the truth, which my Son wishes to reveal to the world. My duty is to my Son. I would never tell you to reject or denounce the evil one and then deceive you by claiming to be the Mother of God. Those who claim to honor me through my most holy rosary and then say wicked things about my Son by declaring his messages to be lies, insult my Son and dishonor me. My most holy rosary, when said slowly and from the heart, will open your hearts to the truth of this mission. You must never give up hope, even if you are not given the gift of discernment. It will be given to you if you ask me to consecrate your soul into the care of my Son. If this is done with a simple and humble spirit, my Son will reward you with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Children, you must never insult my Son's prophets, even if you do not believe them. You must remain silent and pray for them. Should you reject my Son's prophets, he will not hold this against you. But if you declare that his holy word, given to the true prophets, to be that of the evil one, you will suffer terribly. Remain calm, children, and place your trust completely in my Son. Surrender yourself into his mercy, and he will guide you, and peace will be yours. Go, my dear children, safe in the knowledge that my Son loves you. He forgives all souls for all sins, with the exception of eternal sin, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, God the Father, I promised the world the Book of Truth, and I never go back on my holy word. Given on Sunday, May 26, 2013. God says, My dearest daughter, my beloved children are in disarray at this time. I wish to tell them, and especially those who doubt these divine messages, given to you because I love them, that they must not fear. Fear creates doubt, Doubt creates confusion. Confusion can lead to unease, and eventually, you will be blinded to the truth. The truth will never be easy to accept, for the truth reveals the good and the bad. No one wants to hear the bad, and rather than accept the direction given to the world through my wishes, humanity will cower in fear. I send my prophets to remind you of my infinite love for every one of my precious children. I also send them to warn you of the obstacles which will be placed before you by the evil one to take you away from me. When I reveal these things, it is not to upset you, but to save you and to keep you from harm. The truth given to you in my holy book, the Bible, is there for you to see. Do not take it and create your own version, for it is not my desire that you twist the truth. I promise the world the book of truth, and I never go back on my holy word. This I give you now, so that I can gather my children from the four corners of the earth. My enemies will try to stop the spread of the contents in the book of truth. Do not allow them to distract you, as when this happens, souls will be lost to me. Be thankful that I, your beloved Father, give you this great gift, as you will need my direction, especially now, as the Antichrist will now be presented for the world to see. You will, through the Book of Truth, be shown how to protect your souls from the contamination he has planned to inflict upon the world. Every protection is being given to you to help save not only your own souls, but the souls of billions. The remnant army will be given the greatest powers to defeat the beast. It will be strong enough to do this, so never feel disheartened when my enemies try to prevent you from multiplying across all nations. Their power will be quashed, and those who are weak and accept the lies which will be presented to them soon in the name of my Son will be lost to me. Only through your love for me and my beloved Son Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, can all of my children be saved. I will protect you and guard you at all times. Uplift your souls to me through your allegiance to my Son, and you will be given the most glorious gift of my new paradise. Let no one stop you from claiming your rightful inheritance. Let no one stop you from fighting for the souls of all my children, for you are being given the graces necessary to save even the souls of those who offend me the most. I love you, children. I await your response to this call from heaven. Your beloved Father. The next message is titled, My Voice, as it rings out, will draw millions towards me in the next stage, and then billions in the final stages. Given on Tuesday, May 28th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I am preparing every part of the world right now for my second coming. I will sweep every nation up, not one excluded, into my arms of mercy, so that I can bring them into my kingdom. My plan is very detailed, and yet it is simple. My voice, as it rings out, will draw millions towards me in the next stage, and then billions in the final stages. Many more will hear the truth now, but they won't accept it until what I have told you happens. My mission will expand quickly, and then, when everyone knows that it is I, Jesus Christ, who makes this call from heaven, they will join me. My mission will be responded to by even those who renounce these messages. You, my followers, may be disheartened because of the abuse which you will have to endure because of me, but it will not last long. My love for God's children is so great that it can be likened to that of a parent who has a number of children. Some children will honor their mother and father and respond to the love shown to them. Other children will push their parents away, treat their brothers and sisters badly before finally breaking all ties. Because of the ties of blood and love, every effort will be made, not only by the parents, but by the siblings, to draw those lost children back into the bosom of their family. And when that happens, all sins, anger, and rejection will be forgotten. My followers, while you will have to face the wrath of others, you must remain calm and patient. your perseverance will be tested, and some of you will fall away. When you do, everything will be done by my loyal followers to bring you back so that you can respond to my call. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, God the Father, I will strike every nation according to the extent of the number of innocents they have murdered. Given on Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. God says, My beloved daughter, I am the beginning and the end. I am the creator of all that is and will be. I am the master of life and death. No one has the authority to intervene in life or death, as only I, your Almighty Father, can intervene in either. When man begins to believe that he is as good, if not more powerful than I, he will try to emulate me. When man wants to take control over my creation, he is being tempted by Satan to sin. When the sin of pride infests the soul to such an extent, man will defy me by destroying life on earth. Why would man want to do this? He wants to obtain power over what has been given freely by me when he takes the life of a child in the womb. When he wants to control the population, he will destroy life before birth and kill those he feels must no longer sustain life. There is a plan, my daughter, by a group to destroy the growth of the world's population. And that is through the terrible evil that is enacted through abortion. The increase in abortion and the rapid introduction of it across the world is no accident. It is being spread throughout every nation. Those nations who object to abortion will be pushed to one side by the beast with the 10 horns and forced to introduce this abomination. By my hand I will cast a severe punishment upon those nations who have introduced abortion. You will see this happen as soon as such laws are introduced, and by the punishment I will inflict. You will know that it is my hand which has been cast down upon such wickedness. Those of you who think that you have the right to take a life, know that this right does not exist. Take a life, and you will have no life. No eternal life will be yours if you assist in any act which brings such wicked laws into existence. The same punishment will be inflicted on those of you who dare to justify euthanasia. My mercy is abundant, and I will forgive those who do not understand the difference between right and wrong. But when you deliberately take part in the global plan to destroy life as part of a satanic group, you are doomed. Your future has been sealed by the promise you have made to the beast, and shortly, your allegiance with the Antichrist. By taking the life of the innocent and forcing such laws into being, you are openly defying one of my most important commandments, Thou shalt not kill. When you plan such genocide on such a global basis, you are carrying out the work of the devil, and for this, I will destroy you. I am giving you warnings first, and then, if these wicked laws are not curtailed, you leave me with no choice. The earth will shake with such force that it will swallow you. I will strike every nation according to the extent of the number of innocents they have murdered. If I do not intervene, very soon your nations will be devoured by the beast, and no one will be left. I need you to know that sin has infested the earth to such an extent that there is only a flicker of light left. That light is the light of God, and it is present in my Son and his mystical body. Your sins continue to scourge him, and this will escalate until the stage when his church will be crucified. When this happens, the darkness will descend, and then will come the end. My anger has reached its limit. Your prayers will help to mitigate some of the punishment which I will cast down upon this ungrateful world and upon such wicked sinners, but not all, for these punishments must take place so that I can stop these plans from destroying you. If I did not try to halt the spread of such abominations, there would be no remorse, no shame, no awareness of the fact that I, God, the Most High, create life and take it away according to my will. No one else has the power to do likewise. My anger has shown itself to my children down through the ages, But until now, you have withstood the punishments, which I will now pour down on those who are guilty of introducing the act of abortion. Your Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, God is not boastful, God is not proud, God is gentle, loving, and yet firm. Given on Friday, May 31st, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the way in which I show myself to God's children on this earth is through only one source, and that is the Holy Spirit. I cannot make myself known to them through any other way. Without the presence of the Holy Spirit, my voice cannot be heard. So when the Holy Spirit descends on a chosen soul, my voice can be made known. But be aware, the Holy Spirit can only reside in souls who listen and simply communicate what is given to them. The Holy Spirit may inspire people to speak the Word of God, but such souls cannot deviate from this. Anyone who writes, communicates, speaks, and says that he represents the Word of God given to him by the power of the Holy Spirit must never give his own interpretation of my most holy word. Anyone who proclaims the Word of God and who has been empowered by the Holy Spirit will never boast of this fact. They will never condemn another in my name, speak ill of others, or slander them. When you see this happening, you will know that the Holy Spirit is not present. So many false prophets shout at the top of their voices, boasting of the fact that they have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, but this is a lie. Know the liar when he says he is knowledgeable, has a great education in theology, and therefore knows more about me than others, and then claims to have been given the authority to condemn others who say they speak in my name. This arrogance could never come from God. God is not boastful. God is not proud. God is gentle, loving, and yet firm in his instruction to humanity. He would never give permission to any genuine prophet, true disciple, or holy servant to hurt or insult another in my name. Beware of the false prophets who do not have the gift of the Holy Spirit, for they will lead you astray. They will lead you in the opposite direction to the path I have chosen for each of you. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, I am present in the Most Holy Eucharist through the act of transubstantiation, given on Sunday, June 2nd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I must remind all of God's children of the truth of my promise to give humanity the gift of the Holy Eucharist. I must remind you of the power of the Most Holy Eucharist and of the fact that it is I, your beloved Jesus, who is truly present. I gave up my body to save you from eternal damnation. I gave you my body so that I could remain within your souls. I am present in the Most Holy Eucharist through the act of transubstantiation. I explained this very clearly to my apostles at the Last Supper. So why do so many of you not accept this great gift given to you at a great cost? This is my gift to you. My body and blood will strengthen your soul. My divine presence sustains your soul and provides all those who accept my Holy Eucharist with a special grace, which will bring you closer to me. When you keep me company during Eucharistic adoration, I will pour out the greatest gifts over you. Soon you will find it difficult to pull away from me, and I will become closer to you. Your heart will become entwined with my sacred heart. You must never forget the power of my Holy Eucharist, for it retains the light of my presence in the world. Without my true presence in the Holy Eucharist, you would be lost and you would be unable to remain in a state of grace. When you are deprived of my body, you will begin to feel empty. You will be separated from me, and while you may still love me, you will struggle to stay in union with me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Your Pagan Practices Will Lead You to Hell, given on Monday, June 3rd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, The scourging which I endure at this time is not just because of the pending betrayal of me within my own church, but it has to do with the false pagan idols who replace me in today's world. Paganism is growing very quickly and is embraced as a new popular culture, an alternative to the belief in the one true God. It takes many forms. Most importantly, it will be presented as being harmless fun for those who dabble in New Age practices and as being an important part of personal development, a form of humanism and love of self. This global paganism was foretold for the end times, and for many people, they cannot see it for what it is. It is a love of self and of false gods in whom many place their faith for the so-called magical benefits they believe they have to offer. Many who look for diversions in order to fill the emptiness in their souls do this through the adulation of Buddha statues, which become central to their lives, their homes, and places of work. They are lulled into a sense of spiritual calm when they practice New Age paganism, such as yoga, Reiki, and so-called meditation. Soon afterwards, they will become attracted to a deep longing and will continue to believe in all the false promises made by those who practice this abomination. For this is what it is, a form of the occult, which blinds many millions of souls to the truth of God. Whatever doctrine, New Age or otherwise, promises you great spiritual comfort and which is designed to empower you for selfish means, know that this could never come from God. Any doctrine which dictates that you honor such statues which are not of God, or where you are asked to participate in practices which involve the occult, must be avoided at all costs. Don't you know what these do to your soul, your mind, and your body? They destroy them. So many souls become infested by these practices, which open the door to your soul and allow Satan and his demons to devour you. These, and make no mistake, are powerful practices in that they attract evil spirits. The use of tarot cards, yoga, Reiki, and certain types of meditation which embrace pagan practices will contaminate you. In time, you may become ill and full of black despair as the spirits of evil enter your lives, from which there is little escape. These are the signs of satanic influences in the world, and many demons come disguised as angels of light. This is why those who become obsessed with angel cards and who accept so-called ascended masters within this angel culture are embracing the spirit of evil, which is presented as harmless fun. The other form of paganism lies in the practice of atheism. Those of you who are proud of your atheism and who may practice good lives and that you are kind and loving to others and treat your neighbors with respect, know that the kingdom of heaven is not yours. I can never accept you into my kingdom once you draw your last breath, no matter how this will break my heart. If you do not beg me to accept you, and before you die, I cannot help you then, for I cannot intervene with your free will. Anyone who tells you that atheism does not matter is a liar. The truth is that only those who accept me and who acknowledge God can enter my kingdom. So many of you who live such confused lives and believe that all will be well have much to learn. This is why my Father has permitted the warning to take place, for without it, many souls would plunge straight into the fires of hell. Be thankful that the truth is being given to you, for very few of my appointed servants preach of the dangers of the sinful lives you are living today and the terrible consequences which they will bring about. Your pagan practices will lead you to hell. Your atheism will separate you from me. Only repentance can save you. Listen and accept the truth, distasteful though you may find it to be, and you will be given the gift of eternal life, a life which you crave for right now, but which will never be yours if you continue to idolize false gods and reject me, Jesus Christ. The choice is yours only. No one else can make this choice, for God has given you the free will to choose between good and evil, and he will never take this away from you, even when you choose the wrong path. Your Jesus. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God be with you all.